And turn with us at this time to Matthew chapter 5, please. Matthew chapter 5. It may seem like a small thing, but for a couple weeks now we have been experiencing a bit of a problem with our sound system, and I would ask that you would make it a matter of prayer. The Lord will touch it somehow. I know the devil desires to touch it any way that he can and cause it to be a hindrance or a disturbance in our services, and we certainly don't want that. And so let's ask the Lord to somehow, some way touch it and bless it. We have a kind of a consistent hum. I don't know if you can hear it, but I believe it is in our main speaker system that is hanging overhead here. And even when the PA system is not powered on, that hum seems to be there. And it is obviously affecting some of the sound, the microphones that are being used. It seems like whenever the word that starts with a P is used, that it has a certain crack or a pop. And so I'm kind of conscious of it, and I'm going to try to avoid. Thank God my sermon points don't start with the letter P today. And it may just be the main microphone and the ones that are handheld. Might not have anything to do with the wireless. But we'll just trust the Lord that we're going to be able to get through it without any sound problems. Matthew chapter 5, as long as the Lord allows us to do so, I think that we will find ourselves here in the Gospel of Matthew. And we're going to attempt to take a close look at and preach several messages on what is referred to as our Lord's Sermon on the Mount. It is the longest discourse or sermon that the Lord Jesus Christ offered while he was here on the earth. We have it recorded in our Bible here in the Gospel of Matthew. It includes Matthew chapter 5, chapter 6, and chapter 7. And you thought I was a long-winded preacher. You thought Brother Kendricks could go at it for a while.